Welcome to Faith and Family. I'm Andy Bates. We are continuing our conversation this Thursday about our Lutheran camps and retreats, all part of National Lutheran Outdoors Ministry Association, as we look to warmer weather and thinking about getting outside, enjoying all of God's creation. We'll talk with some friends from Indiana and Missouri today. Hope you can stick around for the conversation. Thanks to our underwriter, Concordia University Wisconsin, for supporting Faith and Family. You can find out more about Concordia University Wisconsin on our website, kfuo.org. Just look for the CUW logo in the sponsor section. Joining us by phone now, Tim Jenk. He's the executive director, the director of Camp Luther Haven in Albion, Indiana. Tim, welcome back to Faith and Family.
Hey, thank you, and good morning.
Good morning. How are things in Albion, Indiana today? It looks like a little wet.
a little drizzly.
Are there campers? Are there any outdoor ed groups or anyone on camp today?
You know, no one today, but this month. Yeah, we do have a few that are coming in, yeah.
Very good, very good. And we're going to head on down Indiana a little bit to Seymour, Indiana. Lakeview Ministries, our director there, Dave Vandercar. Welcome back to Faith and Family.
Well, thank you.
Glad to have some time with you today. How about how are things looking at Lakeview in Seymour today?
We are wet as well.
Any groups on camp this week?
Yeah, we've got a couple groups coming in this weekend. We had a couple groups last weekend. We're really starting to ramp up our spring groups here. So,
well, very good. It's warming up here in St. Louis, and trying to get outside and enjoy this beautiful weather. Trying to get out and hit the trails a little bit over the next few weeks and enjoy God's beautiful creation, and just spend some time with the family outside. A great thing to get to do at these camps as well. Let's talk a little bit about the history of these camps. Let's talk a little bit about the history of Lakeview and bring us up to where we are today. When did Lakeview start?
Yeah, we got started back in the mid-60s. The first summer camp session was in 1965 and operated all the way up through the late 90s is really just a summer camp. It didn't really have any year-round facilities. And in the late 90s, the board of directors had a vision that it could be more than just a summer camp and could turn into a year-round retreat center, and also realized that there was a lot more capacity for summer camp as well. So at that time, we had around 600 campers that would come throughout the summer. And we'd do a little bit of outdoor ed in the spring and the fall, but not much beyond that. And so they started going through some campaigns, growing the camp, building some outdoor or year-round facilities. And this past summer, we had over 2,200 campers. And we've actually grown to the point where we have two separate facilities now. The original one was Camp Lakeview. That's what we had always operated under. And now we're Lakeview Ministries. We operate Camp Lakeview and Lakeview Villages, so two separate summer camps. And this past year, we welcomed right around 200 different guest groups to camp throughout the rest of the year. So it's definitely that vision that board of directors saw back in the late 90s. God has definitely grown that and blessed the ministry here. So
now, David, how did you get involved in outdoors ministry? How did you get involved in camp?
I grew up going to camp, and actually grew up going to Camp Luther Haven up in northern Indiana. So that's one of the things when we started to talk about, the opportunity to be on this show, I called Tim up and was like, hey, we can have an opportunity here to talk, not just about our own camps, but about outdoor ministry in general and how God uses that to unify us and just bring his believers together. So I grew up going to camp at Camp Luther Haven, and then when I got to the age where I could be on summer staff, ended up following my older brother who had come down to Lakeview to be on summer staff. I kind of followed in his footsteps, came down here, and was on summer staff all throughout college down here at Lakeview, and then ended up having the opportunity to transition into that full-time after I was I actually was an engineer for a few years after I graduated college, and had the opportunity as camp expanded to step into a full-time position here, and that is kind of how I ended up in where I am now. So
where would we find Lakeview Ministries?
It is about an hour south of Indianapolis and an hour north of Louisville, right outside of Brown County. A lot of people are familiar with, mm-hmm. with Brown County in Nashville, Indiana area. So we're right in between Seymour and Columbus towards Brown County. So
very good. Well, we'll talk more about Lakeview and all the opportunities there and year-round and during the summer in just a little bit. Let's head back up to Camp Luther Haven. Tim, I think being a camp staffer at Luther Haven, probably have heard the little bit about the history of Camp Luther Haven before, but remind me again how it all got started.
Sure, Andy, yeah. You know, like many camps, Luther Haven has a rich history of people that have been touched by God to do something in their area. And Camp Luther Haven, back in 1949, a principal, Lutheran principal here in the area, Gene Berger and his wife Marty, had a dream to offer those kids that are going to school, Lutheran school throughout the year, something in the summer that would be edifying and beneficial to them. And so started that ministry outdoors, and Camp Luther Haven was born. And like Lakeview, really started off as a summer-only kind of ministry, and it's just kind of moved into something that really blesses people year-round.
You and your family have been at Luther Haven for quite some time. How long have you been there, Tim?
We have, yeah. We've been here since 1993, and it's been a blessing. You know, we came just as a couple, and now we are a family of seven with five children. And so it's Luther Haven's been more than just a place of work. You know, we also live here right on site, as many people in camp ministry do. And so it's been a place, really, we've started our family, and it's become really a part of our life.
And where would we find Camp Luther Haven?
Well, you'd find it outside. I was thinking about outside in a nice forested area here. We are just northwest of Fort Wayne, Indiana, just about 45 minutes, and near Chain Lake State Park, if you've ever been around there, but northern Indiana. We've got some beautiful hills, and on a lake here, we have 72 acres.
You pass the corn and the soy, and eventually
right.
you get there.
Yep. Although you could be in a lot of Midwestern states doing that.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. A beautiful place right there on Lake, beautiful Lake Muncie, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, let's talk about the activities available at camp. What are the things that Camp Luther Haven offers throughout the year and during the summer as well?
Sure. We're really best known for our summer camp programs. And so we have really 20 different programs in the summer that serve everything from kindergartners up through high school. We also have some programs that serve families, so they can come up like as a father-son for a camp. But there's also some weekend family camps that happen here. And everything from, you know, horseback riding to archery to boating and swimming. So all kinds of programs in there during the summertime, one day through 6 days. The rest of the year is really a combination of a number of areas. We have a pretty large outdoor education program, especially in the spring and the fall. We will have like over 20 different schools will come up here, and we're really blessed with just a number of Lutheran and other Christian schools in our area, and so we've become a place that they can come up and either do their own programming for that and spend some time out in nature, or it's something that we offer some programs as well for them. And then, you know, very much like Lakeview, as Dave said, we have a number of just wonderful facilities that we offer to groups that can use for their own events. Which would be everything from a men's retreat to a family event to different leadership organizations that come out here and use these facilities.
Let's look at summer camp a little bit more closely and some of the things that happen during summer camp there at Camp Luther Haven.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of the activities that campers can take part in during their experience at Camp Luther Haven during the summer?
Sure. A lot of the classical ones people would think of. So you've got swimming and boating out with the lake, but you have arts and crafts as well. And there's a number of camp programs that kind of highlight some of those more than others. For example, we have a village camp, a treetop village, where you spend most of your time outside. You stay right out in the forest and cook two or three meals outside. In fact, we have a dedicated time each day for outdoor adventure, outdoor experience learning. So they're learning how to start a fire, how to make a shelter, how to interact with nature and while learning about it as well. We have an archery field where they get to do that. We spend some time also on just team building, on just that special camp community that's formed, and we'll do that through a low ropes challenge course that we have as well as different activities. There's, of course, all the crazy games and theme nights, and really fun is just woven in there in so many different ways. One of the places that really set us apart, though, from just a typical camp experience, which can be wonderful, too, is that we really spend time in God's Word. It's a chance where kids can hear about their Savior in kind of a different framework than perhaps in their home or school or Sunday school, where they can ask questions and hear from other young adults that are also exploring that and building their faith. And so there are times set apart for a Bible study and personal devotions, as well as like an evening campfire devotions that happens every day.
And let's head back to Camp Lakeview. What are some of the activities throughout the year and during the summer there at Lakeview Ministries?
Yeah, we have a very wide diversity of facilities that we have available for rent. So the number of groups, the types of groups that we can accommodate are very diverse, and we're able to accommodate groups as small as 10 or 12 or up to a couple hundred people. So we try in constructing our facilities have tried to make them very diverse like that. So the activities that we have then as well that are available both during summer camp and to our retreat guests, we have a high ropes course that has zip lines and a bunch of different giant rope swing and all these different elements there. And that we pair that with a low ropes course as well that allows us to do a lot of team building, group building work that really can bring people together. We also run a horse program down here, which is a little bit unique for summer camps. There's not a lot of camps have a horse program. So we have about 15 different horses that we bring out during the summer and late spring and early fall that we can go out on trail rides with and enjoy those. The two different camps, Camp Lakeview and Lakeview Villages, during the summer, they are kind of focused towards different age groups. So Camp Lakeview, we operate programs from kindergarten up through 7th grade. And then at Lakeview Villages, we operate from 6th grade up through 12th grade. So like at the Villages, the program itself is set up to cater to those older kids. They give them a little bit more responsibility. They cook a couple meals a day at their village. We do a mountain biking trip with them. We go out into the National Forest, and it's about a 10-mile mountain bike trip that we take them on. They have the opportunity to, at our waterfront there, we have a giant rope swing and a water trampoline and canoes and kayaks they can take out onto the water. So just a lot of different activities. As Tim mentioned, the archery. We have a BB gun range and a tomahawk throwing for the older kids. And then back at Camp Lakeview, for the younger kids, we have a mini golf course, a giant slip and slide. It's about 160 foot long down into a pool. So a lot of things the kids can enjoy. And as Tim talked about, the activities are great, but really the impact of camp is in the Bible studies, the devotions, the time to get to be drawn closer to God. One of the things that camp is just so important with, or that we focus on, is not the activities of camp, but really those relationships that are able to be built. Andy, I know you from Luther Haven when I was there as a camper and you were there on staff. I think we were not too many years apart there, but when I was there on as a senior high camper during their servant events, and just thinking about back to those relationships that are built at camp, and that is really what camp is about, more so than the activities. The activities are there, they're great, they're entertaining, but they're really there to facilitate the development of those relationships and for us to be brought closer to God. So
what is granted, I know that the Bible study and devotions, campfire devotions, are certainly a highlight of camp at all the camps, really. What is your favorite, I don't know, fun or crazy camp activity or game? What's your favorite thing to do, Dave, at camp?
Oh, boy. I have a feeling that one of them that we're going to be adding this summer might turn into my favorite. I guess I should go back. My nickname, I guess, is Dodgeball Dave. So dodgeball is always will always be, you know, one of my favorite activities. But something we're adding this year is a new activity called archery tag, and it's kind of like paintball. It's played similar as paintball, but you play with special bow and arrows, and the arrows have these large foam tips on them. So you get out on the field and you set up these obstacles and everything, and like I said, it plays kind of like a paintball game, except you're shooting arrows back and forth at each other. So I haven't had the chance to play that yet. That's something we are just putting in this year, and I think that's going to be a really exciting activity. So I'm looking forward to enjoying that. So,
Tim, do you have a favorite activity at Camp Luther Haven?
Well, I probably have to mention, camp has a lot of traditions, and one of those at Luther Haven is capture the flag. Capture the flag is a game that many people have played in and of itself, but it just becomes a crazy time at Luther Haven. People dress up, and all in the sport of good sportsmanship and fun. We have a lot of fun taking sides up and mapping out the course and trying to capture the flag from each other. And we keep track of score and all jump in the lake after that game. And that's just a real bonding time. It happens the first night of camp. A lot of great running back and forth. And people really start to make some of those friendship bonds already in that game.
And then after the dip in the lake, the big question, do you want treats at canteen or spider legs?
Right, something like that, yeah. Yep, we always know the choice, where it's coming.
Spider legs, right?
Yeah.
What are some of your favorite memories from camp? Memories or stories that really help us see what camp is all about, that paints a picture of what Lutheran Outdoors Ministry is all about. Tim?
Sure, yeah. Camp really can be a powerful tool with kids. And there are so many different angles of that, from the adventure to the role models they get to be with, their time to think without distractions. But the one I guess I would share at this point is just the beauty of creation around them. I mentioned the Treetop Village camp we added a few years ago, and the first summer, we were kind of concerned. It's like, well, kids today don't spend as much time outside. Are they really going to want to be out there in the forest? But it turns out it has become one of our most popular camps of the summer, and you kind of wonder why that is. Why would you put up with more mosquitoes and less showers and more dirt out there? They cook 2 or 3 miles over the fire, and so as one of the group of campers were walking back, there were two boys that we kind of talked to and asked, hey, what do you like about camp out there? What's going on? And they thought about it for a while, and they said something kind of surprising. They said, the quietness of being out there in the forest. And, it got me thinking that it's something we've taken for granted, I think. Today it's a very different world with the access to electronics. That the average child today spends 7.5 hours a day on electronic media, and only 4 minutes a day is averagely spent outside, playing outside. So 4 minutes versus 7.5 hours. And, we know from research that being outside does some really cool things with depression and also with adventure and being a safe place to be and to meet with God. We know those things, and yet kids spend less and less time outside than ever. And so to hear that from those campers, and we hear it from other ones even on main camp as well, that we really try to get them outside, and that just has a profound effect on being able to explore what the God of the universe has made right in front of us. And if he can do that, just think what he can do with my life and what he does with my life.
Hmm. So, Dave, how about you?
Yeah, I've pulled a couple of letters out that I've received that I'd like to share with you guys. We just got these in this spring, and it says, the first one is, in 2013, my husband lost his job after we had already registered for camp. We did not have the money to pay the balance, but thanks to camperships, our girls were still able to attend camp, something they absolutely love to do every year. Thank you very much for making that happen for them. Enclosed is a campership check for someone else who may have fallen on hard times. That's the first letter. And the second one is from one of our former staff members, and she says, as a camper and staff member, I have been so blessed by camp. When I was a kid, camp was the best part of my summer. A few summers, my experience at camp was funded by others at my church because my parents didn't have the money to send my sister and I. This summer, I didn't get to come back to camp as a staff member because I got married and got a big kid job. My husband and I have been so blessed over the past few months, and we want to give back to God, the ultimate provider. We would like to make a donation so that another kiddo can experience camp and the impact it can make. Camp is an amazing place, and I would hate for someone to miss out for financial reasons. So those letters just really hit my heart, because it, you know, not only, you know, we hear all the time about how you know, about how great camp is, about how much kids love it and everything, but to see, you know, see two individuals here that, you know, were able to experience camp because of the you know, the stewardship of somebody else that, you know, provided funds for them to be able to make it to camp and have that experience, but, you know, to turn around later when they had the opportunity and were in a position to be good stewards, you know, for God, for them to give back, so that, you know, realizing the importance of what they experienced and being able to give back and give that experience to somebody else, just really, to me, shows how valuable the camp experience is, and just really makes an impact in my heart to know that what we're doing here is valuable and is seen as a way for God to reach people. So,
what if we're interested in events at camp, whether it's summer camp or a retreat or anything like that? Well, if we're planning for the summer, what are the things we need to be thinking about right now? What should parents be thinking about if they're planning for summer for their kids or for a family activity at camp? What do they need to be thinking about at Lakeview? And then we'll talk about Luther Haven as well.
Yeah, so our registration is already open for the summer. We have already have about 2,000 kids registered. If they're interested in looking at Lakeview, go out to our website, camplakeview.com, and all the information is out there on what programs we still have available, where the openings are, and they can go, actually this year, do all their registration online. So there's a program there that can create an account and register their kids. So that's all out at camplakeview.com. And if they have any other specific questions, they can call our camp office, which is 812-342-4815, and we can certainly answer any questions that they may have. So,
how about at Camp Luther Haven up in Albion, Indiana?
Yeah, you know, very similarly, we've got a website, lutherhaven.org, and our registration has been open since February. So there are camps certainly with spots still open, so you can get out there and check those out. We'd be happy to send you, of course, a brochure as well. Our phone number, 260-636-7101. But, you know, camp can be expensive. You know, it's just over $300 for, like, a typical camp for, I think, both our camps. And so, you know, parents can start saving early for that kind of a thing. It's something that some parents we've learned, you know, work that into a gift, like over Christmas or for a birthday. Sometimes grandparents get involved with saving for that kind of experience. Another thing is, you know, parents know their children well and what they can handle. And being away from home can be a very, very large experience, a big deal. For kids, and that's one of the reasons it can be so powerful. But it's something parents can really plan for, and it can start with, you know, spending a night at grandma and grandpa's house or spending a night at a friend's house. It can kind of help prepare them and get them ready for being away, especially the younger the camper is. But we certainly see that in older kids as well. So parents need to know your children and take that into consideration when choosing, you know, which programs and what length of time away you want to plan for that first year.
With just about a minute each, what's your favorite place on camp when you just need to maybe go find a quiet place? Tim, what's your favorite place at Camp Luther Haven?
It has some history for me. Is one reason it's special. But when my wife Brenda and I first came out here in '93, before we had taken the job here, we walked camp's grounds, and at the top of the, I think it's the highest point on camp, is a cross that's up on a hill, and we came at that cross from behind. As we approached that, you could kind of overlook all of camp and see that, and it's just been a special place to gain perspective, knowing, of course, that starts with the cross. And seeing the beauty before you and just kind of dreaming all that's going to happen here and does happen in this special place and outside being that place, really.
Dave, what's your favorite place at Lakeview?
And I think, you know, the times that I've just stood back and really been in awe is when campfire devotions are going on and, you know, the kids are down there singing, the staff is out there just being crazy, and standing back in the woods. You know, we've got a trail that runs down to that, and, you know, walking down from the dining hall down that trail, you know, in the pitch dark, and just hearing the guitars, hearing the campers, hearing that just energy that is down there. I find myself a lot of times just, you know, stopping on that trail and just being surrounded by God's love and that power in praise and worship, and that is just something that I always really enjoy being a part of. So,
Dave Vanderkar, director of Lakeview Ministries in Indiana, Seymour, Indiana. Thanks for being my guest today.
Yeah, thank you.
Tim Jenk, director of Camp Luther Haven Albion, Indiana. Thanks for being my guest today.
Sure, Andy. Great to be with you.
Absolutely. God's blessings on the work that you guys are doing. Thanks for all you're doing, and blessings on gearing up for summer. Coming up in just a little bit, we're going to head to Lincoln, Missouri. We'll learn about Heights Point Lutheran Ministries in Lincoln, Missouri. You're listening to Faith and Family on Worldwide KFUO.
Concordia University, Mequon, Wisconsin, overlooks the beautiful shoreline of Lake Michigan. This serene main campus of CUW is just 15 miles north of Milwaukee, with all its vibrant cultural attractions. At Concordia University, Wisconsin, students living by the motto of inspiration in action can choose from 69 undergraduate majors, 14 master degree programs, and doctorates in pharmacy, physical therapy, and nursing practice. For more information or to take a virtual tour, visit cuw.edu.
This is Life Issues with Brad Mattis, president of Life Issues Institute.
Those from the far left political spectrum preach inclusion and diversity. To discriminate is usually considered a crime so vile, drastic penalties must be imposed, unless it's a liberal doing the discrimination. Harmony Dawes worked for a Portland-area cleaning business. After her boss found out she had been elected the new president of Oregon Right to Life, she was asked not to mention it to anyone. Days later, Harmony was fired for being a discriminator. Employees who worked under her, including a Satanist, lesbian, and atheist, said she never discriminated against them. Even so, she was history. Firing somebody because of their religious or political beliefs is a violation of civil rights. But Harmony is looking forward and has started her own cleaning business. May God richly bless it.
Follow us on Twitter at Life Issues USA and stay informed, more informed than you've ever been.
My dad likes to gamble a lot. I think he has a gambling problem. I hear him and my mom talking about it sometimes. They argue about it. I know it's really affecting my mom. I've thought about talking to her about it, but I don't know if I'll help or if I'll just make her more sad. I guess I just want my family to be like everyone else's.
Problem gambling doesn't just affect the gambler. Call 888-BETS-OFF for free help. Sponsored by the Missouri Alliance to Curb Problem Gambling.
We make difficult Bible passages cry uncle.
We put the chokehold on contemporary issues.
We put the chokehold on contemporary issues.
I know, sorry, I panicked. It's all I could think of on the spur of the moment.
We're Wrestling with the Basics, Saturday mornings at 9:04 on KFUO AM 850. We put the fun in the fundamentals.
Saturday mornings at 9 on KFUO, the messenger of good news.
Are you willing to share your talents while learning new skills and enjoying fellowship? The Lutheran Church Missouri Synod is looking for volunteers who can help us share the love of Christ by offering their time and talents at the International Center. For more information, contact Maureen at Volunteer Connection 314-996-1629. 314-996-1629.
Do you enjoy using good old snail mail? Writing a letter, a postcard, or using a typewriter to do the same? Why not send Worldwide KFUO your letter today? Our street address is Worldwide KFUO 1333 South Kirkwood Road, St. Louis, Missouri 63122. And just a click away, 24 hours a day, you can find our contacts page at kfuo.org.
Hi, I'm Grace Kane, a junior at Lutheran High School South in St. Louis. Every day, I can grow in my faith with Christian faculty and other young believers. Together, we grow in the challenging academic environment at Lutheran South. Thanks to my school, I'm ready to not just go to college, but excel in college and throughout the rest of my life. Have you checked out Lutheran schools lately? Learn more at lhssstl.org. That's lhssstl.org.
Welcome back to Faith and Family. I'm Andy Bates. We are talking with Lutheran camps and retreats across the country this week. We're talking with partners of National Lutheran Outdoor Ministry Association. And our next guest is Mark Nolte. He's the Executive Director of Heights Point Lutheran Ministries out in West Central Missouri, in Lincoln, Missouri. Mark, welcome to Faith and Family.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Glad to have you with us today. Where would we find Heights Point Lutheran Ministries?
Well, Heights Point is about 30 miles south of Sedalia, about 100 miles north of Springfield, and in between St. Louis and Kansas City, about even. Right in the middle of Missouri.
Right in the middle. I was close. I said West Central, Central yep. Missouri. Very good. Well, tell us, Mark, a little bit about the history of Heights Point, celebrating an anniversary, I believe.
Yes, we've been 35 years in the ministry of regular young camp, compared to a bunch of them out there. But in that time frame, it has grown a lot. We're a little bit different from other camps, too, that we not only do youth ministry, but there's adult ministry and family and everything here because of the facilities that have been blessed here, that have been built from the volunteers and donors.
Well, what are some of the features of camp? What are some of the things that who can come to camp? What can they experience there?
Well, if it's just summer camp, we have numerous camps that go on for the kids during the summer, and one of them's Water Week, and then we do a horse camp, and we do a night owl camp where they stay up all night, and then there's high adventure camp where we do a bunch of different activities where the kids go out and experience the outdoors and everything. As far as who can use the camp, of course, our camp is LCMS, but anybody's invited to come to that camp. We have all kinds of individuals come. And then we also ran out our camp to other organizations. The 4-H does camp here. Harmony Baptist Association out of Sedalia does camp here. There's a camp from Springfield, a Methodist camp, and a Ukrainian camp going on during the summer as well. So everybody is available to use us here because what we're trying to do is supply a place for everybody to share Christ with someone. That's what our goal is.
And what are some of the things you might find at camp? Some of the activities you might do at camp, whether it's throughout the year or during the summer?
We're right on Lake of the Ozarks, so we have canoeing and swimming in the lake, and then we have a heated pool in the basement of this building, of the main building. We also have archery and BB gun target ranges. We have a confidence course. We have volleyball and basketball. We have a gymnasium, horseshoe pits, baseball field, just about everything you could, plus all kinds of hiking trails. And we're on 160 acres of Lake of the Ozarks land, so it's really just beautiful down here.
As you walk around camp, what are some of your favorite places to spend time on camp, Mark?
Well, it's either down at the lake, or probably the most special thing is when we have summer camp here and you're all around the campfire in the evening and singing praises to God around the campfire. That's just got to be the most, with all the young kids out there singing, it's just got to be the most memorable thing that you can think of.
How long have you been at Heights Point? How long have you been working at the camp, and what brought you to it?
I'm an odd duck. I've been here since 2000. I started as a volunteer. I retired from the military in 2001 and just wanted to do maintenance here at Heights Point. And off and on, maintenance and director of operations, and then about 5 years ago became the executive director, and that's how I sort of ended up here. It's an important ministry. It's an important thing that camps do for our congregations and for our Christians to be able to come out in God's creation and get away from all those distractions of society today and just spend time with their family and spend time with God. It's very important for us to have something like this.
You mentioned that there are a variety of things. There's summer camp. There are activities for families to do. What are some of the fun things or the favorite things of families when they come to Heights Point?
Well, we have one family reunion that stands out that comes every 4th of July. And they basically have grown into, they take most of our facilities, and they do a baseball game. And it's the grandparents or the grandparents hit the ball and the young kids run the bases, and they have a whole ball game up there in the ball field. And it's just seeing families being here with family reunions. We have Mennonite groups that come and do their family reunions here, and they're riding their bicycles up and down the hills barefoot, and these little kids are running around, and just the family, you know, growing together. It's just amazing to see when they spend time together how good it is for their families.
Throughout the year, obviously, there you mentioned there are groups that have their own events there. They might rent this space. What are there retreats and other things throughout the year aside from summer camp?
Oh, sure. During spring, well, we're getting ready to have our high school retreat coming up, and then we have another one in the fall. District Singles does an event here in the fall. We're doing elders retreat in the May. And then we do confirmation retreats in November. Our main festival is June 12th this year. It's our main fundraising festival, and we do a big barbecue and a service out in the Ascension House, which is a big pavilion. And then we've about 5 years ago we started a Christmas celebration where we have a program that we put on, and it is well attended, and that's a very good program for people to get away and come down here and just spend an evening.
So there are family events and events for people, really, it sounds like, of a variety of ages as well, not just for kids.
Yes, no, huh? The main facility, the Spitz Center, the Dr. Paul Spitz Center, has 13 suites in it, and the main dining hall, main chapel are in here, and so it's for older adults. And then we have three cabins, and then we have three bunkhouses, and then we have three houses, plus the campground. So we have whatever your idea of camping is, we have it here.
Whether it's a tent or Howard Johnson's, it's
That's correct.
Ritz-Carlton, huh? What are some of your favorite memories or experiences at camp? Thinking of maybe a camper that's really stood out, or a staffer, or something that, that really helps us understand what Heights Point Lutheran Ministries is all about.
My favorite memory, it happened about 3 or 4 years ago. I got a call on a Thursday evening about 9 o'clock at night from a counselor, and one of the girls that was here at camp that was a from inner city up in Kansas City, she promised her that she would get baptized at camp. And so the next day I came in, and a pastor up there in Kansas City had brought her down to camp, and I called him up and coordinated with him. I said, if this is okay with you, this girl wants to get baptized, and she wants to get baptized here at camp. We have the same camp going on next week. You know, she can come back for no cost if you can talk to the parents, if that's all okay. And the pastor said that he had been working with his family to get the kids baptized, and he was just overwhelmed, and he wanted me to call the mother. It was a single mother at the time. She's married now. And so there was two daughters here at the camp, and they would both come back the next week. And I called the mother and told her the same thing we offered, and she made it even more blessing. She asked if she could bring her two little boys, too. And the next week, in front of 40 campers, the pastor baptized four young people at the outdoor chapel. And it was just, you know, if nothing else happens at Heights Point, that's it. You know, I am just so overwhelmed that those kids were brought and realized they wanted to be baptized here. And so that was great.
Wow. Well, thanks be to God for that. Do you still hear from that family from time to time?
Yes, they've come to family camp. Like I said, they're married now, and their kids come back to camp. Yes, it's just so. I mean, I could tell you other stories too. That one's just the one that just overwhelms me all the time. But the impact that camp has on the youth, and then when they go home, how it impacts their family, and how you see it all come around. I've got kids coming up now. We've got our largest group of junior counselors this year that are kids that have been coming to camp, but now want to step into that next role and help out with sharing Christ with the kids that are coming now. And three of my counselors this year are kids that were junior counselors last year that are now in college, and they now are going to be counselors for this. It just shows them growing in their faith and how they want to share their faith with the youth coming behind them. It's just amazing.
What does a typical day look like at camp, if there is such a thing as a typical day? What does a typical day look like at camp that makes such a difference in the lives of these kids?
I don't know if it's the day, but it's the experience of they're there with a counselor, and they're there with eight other or nine other kids in their group that they're spending the whole week with, and they're doing a Bible study the whole week that they learn. And this year our theme is witness, and our whole goal is to have these kids so excited about Christ that when they leave here, all they want to do is talk. We want them so excited that on the way home, their mom is so upset because all they did was talk about wanting to share Christ on the way home, because that's all they could do was talk and talk and talk about it. But that's what we try to do, is get them excited about Christ. That's what it's all about, is Him. And to have that experience and be doing that every day for 5 days straight. My counselors come back the next year, and I tell them, I said, you know, you guys need to be prepared. Some of them, this is their second year. I said, these kids are going to come back, and they're going to remember you, and they're going to know what you shared with them last year, and they're going to look up to you, and you have such a great opportunity to impact these youths and how their lives are going to be touched by God and how their faith is going to lead them through their life. And that's what camp does. It's not just the canoeing, it's not just this, but we can do all those things. believing in Christ and praising God is fun. It is, we have the greatest gift there is available anywhere. Why not celebrate and have fun doing it?
What does, how does the day start for summer camp?
Well, you get up in the morning, start with a good strong breakfast, and they have a devotion after that, and then there's normally a craft after that, and then a Bible study, and then there's an activity, and then you go to lunch, and then you have another activity that's a little bit calmer because you're right after lunch. Depends upon what camp you're in, whether or not you're going horseback riding, or whether you're swimming, or whether you're canoeing, or the activities switch from whichever camp you're at. And then, you know, you have another Bible study in the afternoon, and then you have the dinner, and then there's activities in the evening, and then, of course, you got the bonfire at night where y'all, everybody's standing around and singing and praising God. And it's just a long day. It is a long day, but you're with friends, and you're sharing your faith, and you're talking and just enjoying your living your life in Christ. It's just a very good day. Now, that's the normal days, and then you have Night Owl, which is where they stay up all night and do all their activities at night and sleep during the day. So you just turn it around, and we have a bunch of night activities that they do. They still get their Bible studies, devotions, and everything along the way, but staying up all night. And it was real popular last year. We're looking for a growth in that again this year. The kids just love staying up all night.
Right before talking to you, I talked to Dave Vandercar from Lakeview in Indiana, and Tim Jenk over at Camp Luther Haven in Albion, right, Indiana, and was asking them about their campers and what they like about camp or favorite stories. And Tim mentioned that some campers that had stayed in their treehouse village and how, you know, what they liked about it. He said the thing that was most surprising that they said was the quiet.
Right.
After all the busyness of their life, you know, Tim's thinking, who really, you know, who would enjoy, who would like so much the mosquitoes and the lack of showers, you know? And I started thinking about it. I was like, well, probably the lack of showers reduces the amount of mosquitoes, right, that attack you.
Well, yes, it can. And once it cools down a little bit at night, the mosquitoes aren't out as bad.
But I thought Tim brought up a good point. We lead such busy lives. Even kids lead very busy lives that are full of you know, all kinds of sounds and noise, and the opportunity to get away to someplace quiet and simply to enjoy a good conversation, to read God's word, to encourage one another, to simply be quiet and look around and enjoy the creation that God has created around us.
Yes, it's the transformation of the kids. You know, the first day they're here, they're missing their cell phones and their video games and stuff. But second or third day, and by the fifth day, they're not wanting to go home. They're just enjoying it so much that it really changes them. It does.
Hmm. What do parents have to say about either about their experience as a family there at camp or what about their kids' experience at summer camp?
Well, I have one parent that became one of my board members because he said camp has done so much for his two sons. One of them is now a counselor and one of them is a junior counselor. But they've grown up here at camp, and one of them, they have done so much for them that he is now in a position where he can give back, and he's going to serve on our board and help with the ministry in that way. I have another new board member from Kansas that her two girls started coming to camp here, and the same thing. She said it impacts her girls so much coming to camp that she wants to serve and help grow the ministry here. There's just, you know, you could go and talk to any one of the parents and find out that when their kid's going home, how much change they see in what camp did for them. And that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to give these kids that experience that they know, you know, that Christ is there, and they don't need all those distractions. They don't need the cell phone. They don't need all those. And there's friends out there that they can talk to and share their faith with and have just a fantastic experience without all the distractions. However, this year our theme is witness. And those tools, which I'll call them tools, especially like Facebook, is an opportunity for witness. And we'll be talking to our high school youth and sharing with them how they can use those tools to witness, because that's the way a lot of them communicate, and we want them to use them properly. And so we'll be talking about how we can use the social media to witness about Christ. And just think of that. Think about it. If you had, there's 300 churches in Missouri. If every church had a Facebook page and every day they put a Bible passage out there, and how many friends friended the churches. So if you had 300 and every one of them had 10, and that's 3,000, and every one of those 10 had another 10, how exponentially that witness message would get out there just through a Facebook page.
Hmm. Well, speaking of being online, how can we plan for this summer? How can we find out more about this summer's camp at Heights Point?
Well, we have a website, and it's www.heightspoint.com. That's H-E-I-T-S point.com. And all our information for summer camp is on the website. Or they can call 660-668-2363 and call us directly. We'd be happy to send them any information. We also have a newsletter that goes out quarterly. If anybody wants to get our newsletter, they can call us and we'll add them to our mailing list so that we can let them know what's going on throughout the year. But we're not the only camp,
sure,
you know, that affects Missouri. I'd be remiss if I didn't mention Bob Plansky over in Wartburg. Does a fantastic job, because on the eastern side over Cape Girardeau area and up in St. Louis, a lot of our Missouri kids go to Bob over there in Camp Wartburg. And he does a fantastic job with camp over there as well. And they have a website as well, and they need to, if you're over in that area that's a lot closer to you, you need to get on there. Camp can change lives. Camp does change lives.
Sure. We'll talk with Bob tomorrow on Faith and Family. I always enjoy talking with him, too, and hearing about what's going on over
Bob
there.
Yeah, Bob has a great program going over there.
Well, the website, Heights Point, HEITSPOINT.com is the website, right?
Yes, sir.
Check that out. You can find out about what's going on this year at Heights Point. Lots of information on there, including the summer camp information, and start making your plans for summer 2016. Or, as we mentioned yesterday, National Lutheran Outdoors Ministry Association can help you find a Lutheran camp in your area, NLOMA.org. You can find Heights Point as well as other camps that we've talked with this week. Our guest today, Mark Nolte, Director of Heights Point Lutheran Ministries in Lincoln, Missouri. Thanks so much for being our guest today, Mark.
Thank you for having me, and you all have a great day in the Lord.
Thank you. You too, and God's blessings on your preparations for this busy summer coming.
Thank you.
Coming up in just a little bit, Thy Strong Word with Pastor Whedon. Tomorrow we'll continue our conversation with camps of National Lutheran Outdoor Ministry Association. We'll take a look at a few more camps around the country. We'll look at some in Illinois as well as Colorado. Hope you can join us for more Faith and Family tomorrow. Thy Strong Word up next right here on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.
Listen to Faith and Family Monday through Friday at this time. Faith and Family is a listener-supported program.
Your financial support is needed for Faith and Family to continue. Our address is 1333 South Kirkwood Road, St. Louis, Missouri, 63122. You can contact us on the web and download Faith and Family at KFUO.org. Worldwide KFUO, on the air, online, and on demand.